was being drafted mainly to keep him out of mischief while I was gone. He was 60% right. Chapter 25. Taglios, Scouting Southward. Try sneaking someplace on a plow horse sometime. You'll get half the idea of the trouble we had sliding out of town unnoticed on those monsters Lady had given us. We wore poor Goblin down to the nubs, covering up. By the time we cleared town, I was thinking maybe we would have done as well to have taken the coach. Getting out unnoticed was a relative notion, anyway. There were crows on watch. Seemed one of those damned birds was perched on every tree and roof we passed. Though we hurried through it, and it could not be seen well in the dark, the countryside immediately south of Taglios seemed rich and intensively cultivated. It had to be to support an urban area so large, though there appeared to be garden areas inside the city, especially in the well-to-do neighborhoods. Surprisingly, Taglians did not eat much meat, though it was food that could be walked to market. Two of the three great religious families banned the eating of flesh. Along with everything else, our great steeds could see in the dark. It did not bother them to canter when I could not see my hand in front of my face. Dawn caught us 40 miles south of Taglios, thoroughly saddle-sore. Open-mouthed peasants watched us flash by. Swan had told me about the Shadow Master's invasion of the previous summer. Twice we crossed the path of that struggle, coming upon gutted villages. In each, the villagers had rebuilt, but not on the same site. We paused near the second. A hetman came to look us over while we ate. We had no words in common. When he saw he wasn't going to get anywhere, he just grinned, shook my hand, and walked away. Goblin said, "He knew who we are, and figures us the same as the people in the city. For dopes?" "Nobody thinks we're stupid, Croker," Lady said. "And maybe that's the problem. Maybe we aren't as smart as they think we are." "Say what?" I threw a stone at a crow. I missed. She gave me a funny look. "I think you're right when you say there's a conspiracy of silence. But maybe they aren't hiding as much as you think. Maybe they just think we know more than we know." Sindawe, Mogaba's lieutenant and third, offered, "I feel this to be the heart of it, Captain. I have spent much time on the streets. I have seen this in the eyes of all who look upon me. They think I am much more than what I am. Hey, they don't just look at me. I go out, they start hailing me everything but Emperor. It's embarrassing." "But they won't talk," Goblin said, starting to pack up. "They'll bow and grin and kiss your backside and give you anything but their virgin daughters. But they won't say squat if you go after a concrete answer."
"Truth is a deadly weapon," Lady said.
"Which is why priests and princes dread it," I said. "If we're more than we seem, what do they think we are?" Lady said,
"What the company was when it came through heading north."
Sindawe agreed.
"The answer would be in the missing annals."
"Of course. And they're missing. If I had had my own along, I would have paused to review what I had learned at the Temple of Traveler's Repose. Those first few books had been lost down here somewhere. None of the names on my maps rang any bells. None of what I remembered contained any echoes. Chon Daylor had been the end of history, so to speak.